This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Well, I think that the world, or at least America's interlocutors, are understanding the speed of Trump.
The speed of Trump. Wow. You got to love it. I love that term. The speed of Trump. Donald Trump moves at lightning speed. D.C. has never seen this type of okay, speed, when it comes to policy. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. Gorka goes on to talk about Pompeo and the fact that the minute he got sworn in from Justice Alito, he was on a plane. He was in the Middle East working with our allies over there. Then, eventually, he was in North Korea. Remember, they were trying to figure out, where is he at? Why is he not in this meeting? He was in North Korea, and he was getting the ball rolling on what we are now witnessing, or have witnessed, I should say, with Singapore and this amazing summit. Now, I want you to just shift gears, ask yourself this very simple question. What would the media be saying right now if Barack Obama had done exactly what Donald Trump has done? Do you think he'd be getting any pushback? Let me tell you, again, if Barack Obama had been able to establish peace in the North Korea, I'd be giving him credit. It wouldn't mean I like his domestic policy or whatever, but I would say, you know what? That's a good thing. There were two or three times in Barack Obama's presidency where I went, hey, you gotta go for that. That's it, though. And they were relatively small. Donald Trump, holy cow, how many things do you need? How many things do you want to point at? Donald Trump's, you can look at his tax policy. You can look at his policy to rid the government of onerous legislation. You can look at his policy of protectionism in the sense of protecting American citizens from illegals, from Muslim terrorists, etc. I mean, unless you're just a complete ideologue, there's nothing he's done that if you flipped it, and said, these are the policies of Obama, you'd go, the left would be just beaming. I mean, I will tell you right now, if Barack Obama had accomplished what Donald Trump has accomplished, he would be at 85% approval rating, and many of us would be going, we'd be kicking ourselves going, man, woo, I've said it multiple times, and the reason why I keep bringing this up is I want you to understand the difference between us and them. None of us are true. I mean, I shouldn't say that. The majority of us are not ideologues in the sense of Republican and Democrat or left or right. We're ideologues for the truth. And if Barack Obama could have delivered the truth, if they forget giving me unemployment statistics to talk about the number of people that have quit looking, that's not truth. Government should be forced to give us real numbers. And I think if you said that to Donald Trump, he'd say, you know what? I want you to have real numbers. Change the way it's calculated. Even if my numbers go up, you'll have a realistic number. The only reason why he leaves them the same is for comparison. He wants you to know the truth. How many people looking for jobs can find them? I gave you guys the numbers the other day. We have more jobs available than people looking for them. That means we don't have qualified folks. And so the immigration folks go, oh, so we need to bring people in. No, you can train people up. That's what this opportunity is for. It's been this way even when we've been at 10% unemployment. You could still say the same thing. There are lots of jobs available that Americans, quote, can't do, or in some cases won't do. So that argument is specious in itself, but I don't even want to focus on that. I don't want to focus on this whole thing with the summit. The only way you can look at this as successful, it's successful in the sense that it happened. That's what makes it the biggest success. It happened. America is on the brink of bringing peace and prosperity to the Korean Peninsula, and it bugs the leftists. Educating liberals said this, the first 11 days of June, Samantha Bee calls Ivanka Trump a feckless C-word, Bill Maher hopes the economy crashes, Robert De Niro screams F Trump at the Tony Awards, and they're the ones worried about President Trump's mental health. These people have lost it. Donald Trump goes to the G7 summit, rocks it, says, no longer will you take America's money and interest for granted, friends. We can be friendly, but you're not going to take it for granted. Then he flies from there to Singapore, has a meeting with a dictator that Barack Obama himself said he would meet with, and the left say, here he is meeting with dictators. I even saw my buddy Britt Hume say something like, there's Donald Trump shaking Kim Jong-un's hand, and, you know, like it's a bad thing. Chris Harris from our brand Unhyphenated America was on Fox and Friends the other morning, and he was discussing the historical issues around who was our friend, who's our enemy. And he said, well, I lived in Germany. His dad was military. He says, I lived in Germany. I looked across the wall. He goes, now Germany is one country, one of our big trading partners. And he went on to describe all the people who were our enemies. Japan was our enemy. Now they're one of our strongest trading partners. And so on and so forth. Here's Donald Trump reaching out to China, who technically is our enemy. And they're our strongest trading partner in many instances, in many ways. And why can't North Korea be that? Why can't somebody start that process? And who better than a Donald Trump? I mean, I'm watching this play out, this whole scenario. Liberals losing their mind. And you want to know why? Elitism. Everything that you're looking at, whether it's De Niro calling Trump, you know, saying F Trump, Samantha Bee with the, you know, feckless C for Ivanka, all of it is born of nothing but jealousy. Keep in mind, nothing changes for Hollywood, no matter who the president is. The president could be Pookie. Seriously, does De Niro have to worry about the tax policy or who's going to be president? The short answer is no. He's going to go out and make $10, $15, $20 million a film. He has royalties coming in from things you don't even know about. There's nothing that's going to impact his life. So he sees what Donald Trump does and he goes, he's done nothing. Because De Niro's an ideologue. He's been trained to hate Trump no matter what, but you are being impacted. And he doesn't understand it, and he's mad at you. You made things change in America. You disregarded him. You are supposed to be paying attention to him. He's the elitist. You watch his movies. You've seen his work. He knows more than you. Sure he does. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Well, I think that the world, or at least America's interlocutors, are understanding the speed of Trump. Look at Mike's behavior as Secretary of State. It's stunning. Remember the day he was confirmed by the Senate? Within minutes of getting confirmed, he'd already been sworn in by Justice Alito. Within minutes of getting sworn in by the Supreme Court Justice Alito, he was on a plane to the Middle East and to Brussels. So you know, that's why things are going so quickly and so smoothly, because the team we have, and at the end of the day, everybody understands the stakes. We have the potential now, Steve, to go from fire and fury with regard to this issue to potentially peace and prosperity. So, you know, from fire and fury to peace and prosperity, couldn't be bigger stakes than that.
From fire and fury to peace and prosperity. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. If you want to call. What's funny about what Gorka said is, you remember the book Fire and Fury, the guy who supposedly got an inside look at the Trump administration, and he's gone? You want to know why? Because they proved him to be a liar. Anybody hearing about Hillary Clinton's book anymore? Oh, I know, Kevin, it's been a while. It's time for books to die off. No, it died off because it sucked. What about James Comey? He was on his book tour. You think James Comey's feeling really good about himself right now, that he feels safe? Do you think Andy McCabe is just going around his normal life, living it as you and I are. No way. This dude is worried about somebody coming up and putting ricin in his, you know, through an umbrella and poking him and killing him on the spot. He's got his family on lockdown. Guarantee you, he's afraid. Everybody in D.C. is afraid. The apple cart has been upset, and it's because of you. You noticed what was going on in the world, and you said enough is enough, and you chose the right guy. And I'm going to tell you, you're hated for it. Elitists hate you. The least common denominator Democrat is loving you right now. Well, the media is not going to tell you. They're going to give you polls. The people who control the process are going to continue to market that Donald Trump is losing, that you are a loser for selecting him. How dare you? Because they need to demoralize you. That is the only way they can survive, is they must demoralize you. And where are you? Are you demoralized? How do you feel? Let me help you. You feel like a winner. Because you put a guy in place who every single day wakes up with you in mind. And it's showing. It's not just showing in America. It's showing all over the world. You know what the rest of the media is not going to tell you about Donald Trump and the rest of the world? They say Donald Trump is hated in Asia. They say he's hated in the Middle East. He's hated here. He's hated there. Let me tell you something. MAGA hats are selling in freaking Iran. Don't believe it for us. Everything that they're telling you is ridiculous. Donald Trump, I'm not going to tell you he's universally loved. I'm not going to tell you that at all. But he's universally respected. That's for sure. And let me tell you, when you see Dennis Rodman interviewing on CNN wearing a MAGA hat, that's got to give you pause. Dennis Rodman made the comment. He says, Barack Obama wouldn't give me the time of day. It was an impassioned interview right after the summit. Let's play that because I want people to. In fact, we didn't even play the part where he was crying, saying things like, we didn't get this part, but he cried. He says, look, I couldn't even go home when I came back to North Korea. People were ridiculing me. Some of you were ridiculing him. He's over there. He's saying, look, I'm hanging out with this dude. He's a human being. He wants what we have. All we got to do is listen. And he came back. I'll let you hear the interview because this is the part where he wasn't in tears or anything. He's just giving you the normal scoop. And Barack Obama wouldn't give him the time of day. I want to focus on that for just a bit.
Well, I've talked to those guys, so I guess.
Which guy?
And I talked to Kim Jong-un and an administration over there 5 years ago. And he asked me 5 years ago, we sat down for lunch. And he sat down and asked me, hey, Dennis, I would like to ask you three things. If you go back to tell the President of the United States these three things, and I would be willing to talk to him. And it's a true story. And I got my people here that heard the conversation. He said things like, if they can move the ships back from South Korea, I would do what I have to do to listen. If you can move certain things or do certain things, I will listen. My ears will be open. And I tried to do that to Obama. And Obama didn't even give me the time of day. I asked him. I said, I have something to say from North Korea. He just brushed me off. But that didn't deter me. I still kept going back. I kept going back. I kept going back. I showed my loyalty and my trustworthy to this country. And I said to everybody, I said, the door will open.
The door will open. Dennis Rodman. Yeah, buffoon, a clown, right? I mean, many people said it. I probably thought it. If I didn't say it, I thought, come on, Dennis, what are you doing? But you know what? He stuck with it. Just like he said, he stuck with it. Now, I want you to contrast what Dennis Rodman was doing, because he's saying, look, give this dude a chance. I don't even know how that all got set up. I think that's why I probably thought it was goofy. But here's Kaepernick taking a knee, okay, over something that's a lie. And you got Rodman over there going, look, we got nuclearization happening here. We have a guy who's misunderstood. I don't know. I don't know what the outcome's going to be. But here's what I do know. In the world, we shouldn't be threatening each other. The Palestinians shouldn't be throwing bombs over into Israel. forcing Israel to retaliate. That shouldn't happen. Russia shouldn't be threatening the United States and building up big nuclear. I think it's a big waste of time for everybody to build big nuclear arsenals. Now, that being said, I'm all about being prepared. Because the problem is, everybody doesn't think like us. But I do believe that North Korea, whose people are starving, from what I'm told, if I can believe the media, and I don't know that I can, but if they're not doing as well as I think they should be doing, I think we should say to them, look, Kim Jong-un, you're not going to keep up with us in an arms race, but you know what you can do? You can join the world, and we will help you grow, man, and your people will prosper. And if everybody looks at the world through the eyes of a Donald Trump, I think the world would be a better place. But what I don't believe is going to happen is when we shut people down. And Barack Obama not only shut down Dennis Rodman, he shut down Kanye West. He shut down. Kanye West said, look, man, I got a lot to say. Now, I don't know what would have come of that, but I know what his wife did. His wife met with the president, who did not blow her off. She was supposed to meet with Jared Kushner. And Alice Johnson walks free to the, because of this. If you think black women aren't paying attention to this, you better wake up. When Sly Stallone came to President Obama and said, hey, Jack Johnson needs a posthumous, what do they call it? He lets him free. Pardon, thank you. Then he ignored him. Donald Trump posthumously pardoned Jack Johnson, a black boxer. I really want to know what people believe about this stuff. Now, you know, look at these two in contrast and tell me what you think.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Earlier today, Vice President Mike Pence spoke at the Southern Baptist Convention. Let's take a listen to a portion of his comments.
Men and women of the Southern Baptist Convention, I can tell you we have a lot of work ahead of us. It will be an arduous process requiring American resolve and courage. As the president said before he left Singapore, in his words, anyone can make war. It takes courage to make peace.
It remains to be seen if the Justice Department will appeal the AT&T Time Warner ruling yesterday, which allows AT&T to take over Time Warner. Former Godfather's Pizza CEO Herman Cain says he's not too worried about this deal.
Competition and consumers keep big companies on the right path. I'm not overly concerned about it, because ultimately, if there are some other mergers, that might be a good thing, because competition and consumers, they keep them fair.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The job of the press is to tell you the truth as it is, whether it's good news or not. And then it's your responsibility as a patriot and as a citizen to accept it and to internalize it and to act on it. You know, in many ways, we got Donald Trump in the first place as a punishment for not being good enough citizens. And our ability to mitigate the harm he's going to do to institutions, to alliances, to the security of the world will depend on our, as individuals, willingness to do to be better citizens in the future. And that means being informed citizens.
Wow. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here to Kevin Jackson Show. All I can say to that is, wow, that was a CNN interview on the Brian Stelter show, whatever his name is, and that's a guy from the press explaining that the press did its job, and shame on us for not understanding things better and having been able, you know, figured out how to listen to things differently, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's this guy explaining that to us. Donald Trump is a punishment to America. Wow. When Chris Matthews said these people are nothing but a bunch of elitists and the Democrat Party's lost, you know what? I have to believe him. I believe at some point in the Democrats' evolution, they thought they were the party of the common man. Now, they were the party of the common white man. Let's just be clear. They've always been racist. Nothing's changed. But I will give them this. When they started with the concept of unions, it was in order to help men, you know, people who were working get a fair shake at jobs, because there were mean-spirited capitalists who were working their, you know, people and not caring if they died or what the conditions were and all that. So from that standpoint, unions were good, but they were also formed in order to keep black folks from getting jobs. So, you get what I'm saying? I understand they were for the common man. And they still see, to this day, they see unions as a way for that to happen. You know, and I'm not, we all have a separate union discussion. That's not what I want to talk about right now, because I want to finish talking about this summit. But I'm just amazed as I watch these leftists who've completely abandoned the common man, but they tell you, we're for blacks, we're for women, we're for Latinos, we're for the working Americans, is what they always like to say. I love that title. We're for the working man. And they don't say working man. We're for the working person, right? Because they can't say man anymore. And they're for none of it. And you watch a guy, Donald Trump, who probably has union support more than you would think. He certainly has the workers' support, because he's bringing jobs. I can't imagine, if you're a union person and you're mad at Trump when all these jobs coming back, because as the status quo is right now, these people are being forced to join the unions. Now, that may change with this SCOTUS decision. We'll get into that hopefully more in the broadcast later, or we'll certainly cover it tomorrow. But the point is, you've got all these decisions coming up that are going that are being made that are impacting jobs. So look, there is no union if you can't create jobs. So the union, if you want to believe, oh, we're stronger. No, you're not. Not if the jobs can't be created. The only union jobs that are, quote, secure are the ones like the teachers union, where the government controls education. So, you know, you've got a job, and then indoctrination begins. But it doesn't mean you're going to have a job as a steel worker or an auto worker. So Trump has done a great job of at least giving you the opportunity to unionize. Now, if there's something bad at your company and you can get a union, I'm all for it. I'm not anti-union. I don't think they're needed, but that's one man's opinion. Go for it. I'm not against it if a group of people want to get together, but if it's at the destruction of your company, I think it's silly. Anyway, again, I don't want to get into this stuff because we got more to talk about. In each of these issues, individually, could be a segment or an entire hour, to be honest with you. But what I do want to talk about is Donald Trump's ability to perform. The left hate his success. I mean with a passion. What we hated with Obama was his failures. The failure of Obamacare on two levels. One, it charged you an outrageous amount of money to get less health care. And it was unconstitutional. I don't care what anybody says, Justice Roberts or anybody else. It is unconstitutional for the government to force you to buy a product. End of story.
Oh, it's for your good.
There's a lot of things that are good for me. You could force me to give up sugar, but I may not want to. So there are a lot of things that are good for me that I may not want to do. You could force me to go on Weight Watchers if I was overweight. I mean, I'm a little bit, but I don't have to go that route. But you get what I'm saying? But you can't do it theoretically because you're not supposed to. That's not your job. I control me, not you. But, oh, Kevin, you're going to make money and you're going to put it into a system that, you know, you may never use. No, I tell you what I'll do. I'll put money into the system when I need to use it. How about that? That's like buying a TV in advance saying, well, one of these days I'm going to use that TV, or I'm going to go buy myself a farm or a cow because one of these days I'll use the cow. Oh, Kevin, you're eating beef. Yeah, but I buy my beef. I don't put it on layaway. I don't want to put – I could be sued. Do I put that on layaway? Life deals you issues, and you got to deal with it. And sometimes those consequences are based on bad decisions. That's what life's about. You can't protect me from all my bad decisions. And let's face it, the government knows that. Anyway, I keep going off on a tangent here. I want to get back to this Korea thing. Here's what MSNBC said of this Korean summit and Donald Trump, just to show you how deranged, how unhinged these people are. Check this out.
Something else that our own Keir Simmons today and shared with us at 4 p.m. is that both men are liars. He said Kim Jong-un lies, and he said Donald Trump lies. So it is at this point, and I've talked to two former senior intelligence officials, it is a known unknown what was discussed, and it is not knowable that we'll ever know.
What happened
in that meeting? Because both men are known and established liars. That's hard.
Well, somewhere Rumsfeld just had a chill.
Well, that was Keir Simmons reporting. I mean, I think we all know that about Donald Trump. I didn't know that about.
But you know, I mean, I wonder actually, does that make it a slightly less dangerous meeting? Because everybody knows both men lie. And so, it'd be one thing if you had somebody who you absolutely trusted and they insisted X just happened in that meeting. X definitely happened. And the other person contested it, but you didn't know whether or not to believe them. That would potentially be a more dangerous situation than two guys saying, yeah, X happened. No, you rode in on a unicorn. No.
But it means that to their domestic audiences, they can say whatever they damn well please.
But nobody will believe either of them.
Well, nobody in the other country, but I think their domestic Trump's base consumes what he'll say, and I'm guessing that state-run media will consume what Kim says.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Here's what does Rachel Maddow. I don't know the other lady. The other lady's the one who said that these guys are liars. The known unknown. And then she says the known that they're known and established liars. That if anybody's been proven to be a liar in the political sphere that we find ourselves in today, it's the Democrats. But here's MSNBC. And they're lucky that Donald Trump only picks on CNN because I think he's just dismissing MSNBC. He knows they will be back in the bottom of the barrel soon. I don't know what their ratings are. But their ratings are where they are because Donald Trump picks on CNN. And he's smart to just pick a fight with the one who probably holds the biggest, you know, punch, if you will. If you were to let CNN go unchecked, they have a bigger ability to do harm than MSNBC. But here was the most interesting part of this panel, where this lady's talking about Trump being a liar and Kim being a liar, and we don't really know what's going to come out of this summit. So even though they've gotten the good news that Korea says we will denuclearize, and I don't know what Trump said to me. Trump made a comment. You guys could have the best hotels in the world. It's true. Do you have any tourism in North Korea? I bet you there are people who would want to go and get to see what it's about. Let it become developed. I know I've been dying to get to South Korea. So I'm sure it would happen eventually if the regime changed. And as I said to you guys before, I bet you Kim Jong-un is itching to showcase the new thing, the legacy that not his grandfather or anybody else built, and we'll talk more about this, but what he's built. I think he's itching to do it. But what's funny is they're talking about liars. And Brian Williams, one of the biggest media liars, is sitting there with them having this discussion. How uncomfortable must that have been for him? And of course, they're not going to bring it up. And Maddow was like, well, you know, maybe it would actually be good, you know, because, she does her little staccato act. The fact is, you don't have to accept it, but that's the reason why Donald Trump just goes around you. People were more interested in what Trump was going to tweet out after that event than they were any other thing. You can call it a lie or whatever, but I think what people are realizing is Trump really gives you the straight scoop, and it's the left who spin it.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Let's talk about this summit for a little bit. And I want to begin by saying that Kim Jong-un got there early. Big security contingent, as you might imagine. And I can only imagine what Kim Jong-un was feeling as he flew from North Korea to Singapore. He landed late. It was in the evening. And you know what he did? He went out for a walk. Yeah. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. I'm thinking, man, this little kid who grew up isolated. North Korea. That's all he's known. Now, he went to China recently and he saw that. And that's eye-opening for him. But now he's in Singapore. If you've ever been to Singapore, they're the proudest people on the planet. Singapore Airlines is said to be the best airlines in the air, and I'd have to agree. I spent a lot of time in Singapore when I covered the Far East, when I lived in China. They're prideful people, boy. It's a small island. Almost everybody retires a millionaire. They travel. You can only own a car for 10 years in Singapore. You got to get rid of it. And they're very good about, you know, keeping the place looking nice. They want to be number one in everything. Just a small little island. And I can only imagine when Kim Jong-un flew in, and I don't, you know, I'm sure he flew in on some diplomatic type thing, but he gets there. They've already scouted the place out, and he just wants to walk and go see this island. And when he sees it during the day, he's going to see a masterpiece. He's going to see people that are so proud that they're having this event there. Singapore isn't like they had to get something ready over in, you know, Alabama, like when they were going to do the march, the celebration of the shooting of the marching across the Pettus Bridge. No, they, in fact, in the town where they had where that event occurred, they actually had to, they took them around a different place because the town was so filthy. Singapore, you land that. I will never forget the first time I went to Singapore, the taxi driver. So, Singapore, you flew Singair? Singair is the best airline in the air. It's the best. And he's driving me around. He's showing me all these condo developments going up. And, you know, this is going to be this and this over there. And we know Singapore wants to be number one. Singapore, number one. I was like, wow, man, congratulations. And I didn't take offense. I was like, man, America's number one. What you know what I'm talking about? Don't make me beat you up in this cab. I was like, dude, I'm so happy to see you having that sense of pride about your country. I'm like, you go, little Chinese man. So, you know, I know what it's like over there. And Kim Jong-un, when he gets to see all that is and see how these countries are developing, think about when he went to South Korea. Can you imagine the culture shock between his country and he goes there and it looks like freaking Korean Broadway? Have you been to South Korea? Man. It's lit up as Korean Broadway. People are just flourishing economy, flourishing middle class, all because of America. Their close ties to America and the fact that we protect them on that 58th parallel or whatever it is, 54th, 58th. Sorry, not a big deal on that kind of stuff. But you get what I'm saying. This guy went there and went, what? They even talked about it. Here's a, what's his name? Gay dude from CNN. Here he is.
And you're looking at live pic. Now look, you can see for the first time this evening, and let me bring Anderson Cooper back in with me. Anderson, we can see for the first time this evening shots there just moments ago of Kim Jong-un leaving his motorcade. And this is moments after he's left the Marina Bay Sands Hotel there in Singapore. It's dark, obviously. It's almost 10:20 at night, Anderson. But you saw his face moments ago.
Yeah, and it's in Erica Gardens by the Bay, which is right near the hotel that he ended up going to. There was a picture tweeted out with Singapore's foreign minister as well. So there you see large security detail and Kim there in the middle of it. Really fascinating that he's chosen some 11 hours before his historic sit-down with President Trump to go for a bit of a walkabout in Singapore. He's obviously never been here before, hasn't spent much time, frankly, outside North Korea.
And CNN is fascinated by this. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. By the way, the gay dude is Anderson Cooper. Couldn't think of it. And Anderson Cooper. And so, you know, they're just, I mean, this is just a wonderful thing for him. But I want to let you hear how MSNBC covers this summit that, quite frankly, Barack Obama couldn't make happen. He couldn't go and talk to the Chinese and say, will you make this happen? And I'm telling, and now we get this, well, what's going to come of it? They're already predicting. In fact, let me just let you hear MSNBC talking about it, because you'll get an idea of how they've already down-talked it, because they can't say anything good about the fact that Barack Obama couldn't make this happen, even though he was the one that said he was willing to meet with dictators. But now, who's making it happen? Trump. Here's the clip.
This is his political survival. He has said to friends that he plans on taking a win in North Korea to the voters. That's their midterm message. That's all they've got.
That's right. I mean, that's what's actually so terrifying in part, because I think we're going into this, and if we're thinking about this realistically, we know enough about President Trump to know that he's not going to come home and say that he failed. He's going to call this a win. No matter what.
He might send Rick Perry over there to help them build more nukes and say, we won. We're in charge of them
and
now.
And the North Koreans know that. Yeah.
That's right.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was NBC. MSNBC, was it? Yeah, MSNBC. Talking about Singapore. And I, seriously, that had to be the worst commentary on Singapore, this meeting, that you could possibly have. What does he say? He's doing this for his political survival because that's all they have. That's what that girl said. And another girl chimed in, you're exactly right. And then the dude, I don't even know who these people are. Doesn't matter. But the guy goes, well, what did he say at the very end? Something like, and the North Koreans know it. So to hear them, North Korea is in the driver's seat here. They're the ones who are going to call the shots. This is an aside, but I have a quick question for you. What have you heard of ISIS? I haven't heard ISIS mentioned in a month. And it's not just because the news cycles are eating it up in other stuff. ISIS is big news. The other day was the first I heard of ISIS. Seriously, in weeks. I don't know how long. And you want to know what the commentary was? It was the fact that ISIS was out of money. I don't know if it's true or not, but that's what I read. Quick little thing, ISIS has depleted its funds. It wasn't Fox News. It might have been BBC or the UK Examiner. It was probably overseas. They say ISIS is out of money. I don't know what, did Trump dry up the money in the banking system? I don't know. Here's what I do know. Barack Obama left them $1 billion in armaments when he went, tuck tail and ran from Iraq. Then he left them $1 billion U.S. greenbacks in the Bank of Iran sitting there. So ISIS had $2 billion to fight with, and they were kicking butt. You don't hear jack about ISIS. And I'm asking a very simple question. Where are they? If you're a leftist, please chime in at any point, kjradio.com, 844-551-8255. Give me an update on ISIS. It suits your narrative. Is Trump winning or losing against them? These people believe that the political survival of Donald Trump is dependent upon winning a meet and greet with a world leader. He just embarrassed six other world leaders at the G7, and they're wondering, can he handle Kim Jong-un? He's already handled his daddy, China. What do you think he's going to do to this dude? Donald Trump, I've already said this. Look, I don't want to bore you, but he's going to say to Kim Jong-un, I got no beef with you, dude. And look, I'm going to tell you right now what I'd say to Kim Jong-un. Look, man, I don't want regime change with you. I understand the world is reporting that you're a mean guy. I don't know that for a fact. But here's what I do know. You have a chance to leave the Kim legacy. You have a chance to make it better than it could possibly, anybody ever believed you could do it. You could be better than your grandfather and your father. His grandfather founded the revolution that took over North Korea. You could be better than both. And I want to help you. But we're going to do it through diplomatic means, and it's not going to be you threatening us every 15 seconds. It's not going to happen. We both know who's got the power in this negotiation, but I understand you need to save face. Let's do it, man. I got no dog in this fight other than I'm going to make America great, and I want to help you make your country great. That's going to be the meeting. Just the first one.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.